This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. Achievement gap is the term educators use to describe the persistent difference between white and minority students' standardized test scores. And it's not just that minority students often attend poor schools. The gap shows up even at wealthy suburban schools. Why? A new book by two sociologists, Amanda Lewis and John B. Diamond, tackles that question through a 5-year study of a prosperous Midwestern school they call Riverview. This week for Illinois Issues, an essay by Lewis and Diamond gives a condensed version of their findings. I asked Lewis what they learned about school discipline at Riverview. Your essay that you've written for Illinois Issues, In that you dispel a couple of myths. Mm-hmm. One was that minority parents don't push their kids the way white parents do, And you sunk that one. And another one was that minority kids just choose not to go after academic achievement because they don't want to appear to be acting white. And you also spell out the tracking at Riverview, where upper level classes have mostly white kids and regular classes have mostly black and brown kids. So since you address those in your essay, I'm going to focus on something else. I want to talk to you about discipline.
Okay.
In that chapter 3, most of your info on the disparity in discipline, a lot of it comes from the school staff who are themselves charged with implementing the discipline. What did they tell you that showed the differences in discipline?
One of the things that was, I guess, sort of surprising us is that everybody commented on the fact that kids were differentially selected into discipline. People had different understandings about why, but everybody acknowledged that when black students were in the hallway, they were much more likely to get stopped. So there's a rule, there's a generic rule, right, that if you're in the hallway during class time without a pass, you know, that you're breaking a rule and that you're going to get detention, right? But everybody acknowledged, kids and staff, that that rule was much more likely to get applied to African-American students, and particularly black males. But African-American students in general were seen to be breaking a rule in the hallway where white kids were just kind of ignored for the most part.
You're focusing on discipline that's the little stuff, not
yeah.
the big stuff, just
yeah.
the little day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
And you're saying that it was recognized by everyone, right?
We were surprised by the fact that almost everybody we spoke to at the school at some point would mention that this was true.
So dress code was part of that,
right? Yeah.
Dress code infractions. And you quoted one white male student who really tested that by wearing short shorts that had been issued to members of the synchronized swimming team who are female, right?
Yeah.
So he was wearing girls' short shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and didn't get into trouble. I mean, this is a white student, yeah, who, and he wasn't doing this experiment specifically to test out, the kind of racial dynamics. But what he acknowledged that he sort of knew that he could get, you know, that he could break some of the rules without them being applied to him. You know, that the rules didn't necessarily always apply. That it was a thing that he'd kind of learned in school, that, you know, the rules don't always apply to everybody equally.
And he did it for more than one day. I mean, he...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's part of it, right, is that, you know, some kids are learning lessons about being illegitimate, right, that they have to constantly, they're going to be surveilled, that they're going to constantly have to demonstrate that they are allowed to be where they are in the space, that they're going to get lots of questions. But whether it was cursing in class or coming in class a little late, all these kind of small daily things, the patterns were very clear. And, you know, this is another thing that we describe at Riverview, but people have identified elsewhere, which is that, you know, the kids are not breaking rules at different levels, but they're breaking slightly different rules, and the kind of rules that black and Latino students are often accused of breaking are rules that are subjective in some way, that have some discretion applied to them, that involve interpretations of kids being defiant, for instance, in particular, rather than like very straight up, like tardy.
You can read Lewis and Diamond's in-depth report now at wuis.org. I'm Dusty Rhodes.